Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Trust and Believe. I'm your host, Sean T, and today I'm going to get a little bit vulnerable, but not about things in life like money or love or body image. I'm going to get a little bit vulnerable in talking about how sometimes being a motivator, or maybe if you apply it to what you do, doing what you do in life can be extremely overwhelming. I'm going to speak from my standpoint, specifically being a quote unquote motivator. Most of you know that at one point I didn't even want to use that word anymore, but I think that a lot of you will understand or maybe be able to relate to the frustrations of not me being a motivator, but of you kind of doing what you do. Either way, I think you'll be able to trust and believe in yourself just a little bit more, not necessarily in how consistent you are in your fitness or nutrition, but trust and believe in the fact that what you feel and your expressions and how you kind of relate to life sometimes is valid. And that really continues to help you trust and believe and stay present with who you are. Get ready to trust and believe.
Somebody say, hell yeah!
What's up?
He's better than Oprah.
Come on, y'all.
This is Sean T, and it's time to trust and believe.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
All right, so today's topic is less energetic, if you will, and it's more of me just being straight up. So I got a question from a listener that said, do you ever get tired of being a motivator? And the answer is outright, yes, I do. And I don't get tired of being a motivator for reasons that you might think. I don't get tired of being a motivator because people sometimes quit or they give up, or some people aren't, you know, focusing on their goals, or people yo-yo, you know, those different kind of things that people struggle with every day. That's why I am a motivator, because I know for a fact that you out there and me, myself, we all struggle with things, and we definitely go through the highs and lows of life in relationships and fitness and nutrition. And I just don't think that we can be 100% all the time. Now, I say that to say that those things actually make me love being a quote unquote motivator, because at any given time, we are out there, all of us are trying to get to the next step. And each and every step we take in life requires a certain kind of focus, a certain kind of determination. You know, let's talk about getting ready for a wedding, right? Everyone who's gotten married, I would say most people who've gotten married, know that when you get a month out from that wedding, 3 weeks, 2 weeks, a week, day, days away, it becomes super stressful. And I don't know how many of you are like, oh my God, I don't even know why I planned this thing, right? And all this stress that happens, but you persevere and you move forward. And you know that each day, while it's getting tougher, the end game, or the beginning game, if you will, is that you're about to start this incredible life with this person that you love. So the stress is going to be piled on because you got people that's going to show up. You want the DJ to be amazing, the after party, you want everybody to have a good time, and you put all this pressure on yourself. And that pressure is universal when it comes to getting ready for a wedding, or trying to reach that quote-unquote goal in your fitness, or going on that job interview and getting that job. You know, these are things that happen every day. And this is why I love motivating people, because if you focus on what you do within the work, not the end of the day, not the end game, or not the ultimate goal, but if you focus on what you do within the work, there's this unbelievable power that only you can experience, because you know, we're all unique and we're going after our different goals. And so those things in life that people struggle with are the things that I absolutely, oh my God, like, I love being a motivator for that reason. Some other reasons I love being a motivator is because being a motivator actually helps the motivator if they're being authentic to who they are, right? Like, if I'm being super authentic in how I want you to push through life, and I'm giving you tools and tips, then I'm actually helping myself, because I'm able to stay present with myself. I'm able to listen to myself. So if you're a financial advisor for someone, and you're handling all this money, or you're helping someone start to build their portfolio, maybe they didn't start out with a lot of money, but you're helping them save, and one day they end up being able to buy that car that they wanted, or they're no longer in debt and they have a savings, there's this sense of joy for you as a financial advisor. But if you're a financial advisor and you're not following those same tips and tools, and you're actually in debt and you're not doing the same thing that you're telling your clients to do, then, you know, how much can you really enjoy it? And how true are you being to yourself while you're helping other people? Are you really helping yourself? So for me, the joy of being a motivator and helping people through these different things in their life is amazing, because it's almost like self-therapy for me. And I think that I know that that is one of the highs and the joy that I get out of life. You can take a doctor, or you can take any kind of, even if you're a manager of any kind of company, I think that if you're managing people and you see growth and you're actually mentoring them to help them progress, and you're mentoring them to help them, if you're a manager and you're not wanting your people to get that raise every year or to get that bonus, are you really a manager? Like, are you really managing people? Are you suppressing people, right? And so that's the joy of being a manager, I would think, because you're helping these people. Not only are you helping them, but they are getting their raises, they're getting their bonuses. And if you yourself have a supervisor, then you know, but they're going to see that your entire team is getting these bonuses, which means they're doing the work, which means it's bringing more money into the company, which means, hey, you are doing an incredible job. So what does that do for you? That allows you to push forward. But there are a lot of managers out there that suppress their team because they feel threatened, and they suppress their team because they want to look like they're holier than thou, and they're I can't think of the word right now, but they're power trippers, right? These people who power trip, they don't care about your progress. They don't care about you being able to take that vacation, or to afford that house, or to go home and celebrate with your spouse or with yourself if you're single. They don't care. So are they really getting something out of it, right? So that's, And I take it back to myself in terms of being a motivator. That's why I absolutely love it. Because I'm like, yo, I literally create my workouts so that you can move on in your life. And I have proven it time and time again. Well, I haven't proven it. You out there have proven it time and time again. There are so many people that during the pandemic came back to working out with me because they worked out with me years ago, and then they found fitness and they found strength and they found the encouragement. Some people didn't like going to the gym before they did Insanity years ago, and then they did Insanity and they went to the gym, and now they're like, you know, they were just thriving. And then the pandemic came and they were like, I got so many messages of people saying, I came back to you. I had to come back home. I couldn't work out at the gym. I'm going to go back to the person that literally helped change my mindset, increase my confidence, help me love myself, and help me get the body that I wanted, right? So that is almost like the ultimate compliment. And that's where being a motivator is really great. And last I'll say is, everything I tell you guys to do in the workouts, this is what I'm thinking. This is what I'm thinking in that moment when I'm working out, or even when I'm shooting the workouts. I'm verbalizing the pain, the excitement, the internal inspiration that you need is coming from the internal me. I am like incredibly in the moment. I hate saying the word authentic or genuine, but at the end of the day, I'm so present with my emotions when I'm shooting these workouts. I'm so present. Everything I say in any workout that you've ever done of mine, I'm present. And that is the joy of being a motivator, to be able to literally pour your heart and soul into people so that they are able to achieve something. And in return, because that authentic, genuine state is coming from the core of who I am, I'm getting the same result you're getting. I'm feeling the same way. I know a lot of people cry at my live events, and so do I, because it is what I'm feeling. But there are times when being a motivator absolutely sucks.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
So I have to tell y'all, there were times where I did not want to continue to do what I do. I was like, this is not it for me. And it had nothing to do with people who accepted my motivation. It had nothing to do with my delivery or my inability to connect to my job, or, you know, just like connect to that inspiration and motivation that I need so that I can give you. It came from seeing inauthentic people motivate people and other people attaching to people who I know are not living that same lifestyle. Literally going back to that same financial advisor that is not managing their money the same way they're telling you to manage yours. Going back to that manager in the office that is suppressing you because they're power tripping. And there are people out there that are using a system and an algorithm and doing courses, and they don't give a fuck. You know, and I ain't gonna call these people out because that's not my job to do that. But I just saw it happening so much. Seeing these people that are living this life. And I'm not saying that people can't go through stuff or, like, you know, to have their own troubles. They're literally, it's almost like turnkey. It's like you ever go into a neighborhood where it's a beautiful neighborhood. It's kind of like the Truman Show. All the houses look alike and they're great. You know, it's like all this, like, it's just like this amazing house. and everybody leaves for work at the same time. The cars pull out. It's like, you know, whoever's at home with the kids, the mom or dad, you know, waves by, gives the kisses, the bus stop. It's like this, this false sense of reality. That's what I see a lot of motivators, and I put that in quotes, I see them doing, and I'm just like, and I see people like super excited about this inauthentic, this is why it's frustrating for me, but just like this inauthentic communication that's taking people on a journey. Now, yeah, there are people that are getting something from it, obviously, because, you know, words and affirmations, regardless of whether the person that's delivering it is being authentic or not, people can relate to those, you know, those affirmations and those things. And it's like, wow, like that's really great. And they can utilize them and apply them to their own life. And, you know, in some ways, maybe sometimes they don't really look beyond the person that's giving them the message, and they just like hear the words, and that's completely fine. But I'm speaking from my own standpoint that is pretty much the sole reason why I really wanted to stop doing what I was doing, because I was just like, and then I would see people who followed me or followed my inspiration. This might be a little judgmental, but I told you I was going to be a little bit vulnerable here. People who follow my way of inspiration, and then they're like, oh my gosh, you know, they comment like, oh my gosh, you're my favorite trainer, you're my favorite person ever. And then they go over to somebody, I see their same comment on somebody else's page, and they're like, oh my gosh, like this, like you are the absolute best, you're my favorite ever. And I'm like, first of all, that's interesting. And secondly, I know for a fact that that person does not live that authentic lifestyle that they're telling you that they're living. And so it's kind of like, it's just an interesting thing. I mean, you could always ask me, well, you know, why do you follow them? And you know, there are people that I follow, I'm like, because I know the real them, you know. But I just think that sometimes people, they plagiarize a lot of other people's content. Like they hear it, they regurgitate it because they know it works and they know it's going to get a listen and maybe a sell. And that's the thing that's really frustrating. And part of me, you know, I wanted to just be like, I need to get out of this space. Like somebody told me, a few people have told me, like, hey, if you want to get really big in the motivational speaking space or whatever, keynote speaking space, like, you know, it's all about networking and this. And I fucking hate networking. I hate going to events where I'm in a room and all of the, you know, VIPs are there and people are schmoozing. And I'm not saying that the entire room is inauthentic. That is not what I'm saying. But there is an energy a lot of times of people just like, it's, you know, it's for the picture. It's, you know, it's like the room full of elitists. And I don't like that. I don't like that. I'm from the hood. I want, like, I'd rather go to the corner store and get some chicken wings and sit out on the curb and fucking kick it. You know, like, I don't feel like I need to be in a room with, well, I do like wearing some cute clothes, but I don't feel like I could do that on the curb. But I don't feel like I need to be in this room with these people and like, you have to do this and you have to. And no, I don't need to do that. Like, I am completely fine, you know, being with me and being around people who I think are authentic. And I think that that's the thing that kind of turned me away. And I just wanted to step back because for me, I don't believe, you know, I don't feel like I need that to make my personal motivational impact on people. I don't think I need that. Like, there are people out there that are like, I'm just like, Jesus, yes. Like, I will nod. And, you know, I think you all know, I absolutely love Mel Robbins. Like, she is just like, ugh. I'll tell you, everything to me. Like, Robin Roberts. Oh, my word. You know, they're just two examples of people that I'm just like, absolutely, like, absolutely, yes. transparent, vulnerable, not trying to sell you a system. They're just like, yo, this is my life. This is what I went through, and here it is. And so, you know, that's kind of what I relate to. And I think that, you know, when I was kind of coming up in, listen, I'm a group exercise instructor, y'all. That's it. You know, I've learned everything that I learned in a group exercise room, point blank and the period. That is it. I learned by trial and error, by showing up, by creating my own workouts, every single one of them, by even in college, you know, sitting in my dorm room with a friend, making up dances, you know, 40 minutes before class, going in. I never took a class on how to teach. It was all trial and error. You know, I think a lot of you know, 90 people showed up to my first class in college, and people showed up not because they took a dance class with me before. People showed up to my class in college because they knew who I was. They knew exactly what they were getting. There were some friendships, some people that just knew, but I was just who I was all the time. So when I put in a little newspaper that I was doing a class, like, people were like, oh my gosh, like, I'm going to go, you know? And I learned everything that I know by helping people. Personally, I got the education for fitness, right? So I know, I mean, I was a health and exercise science, sports science major and health promotion. So I knew the science behind what I was doing. But in terms of the motivation and getting people to show up every day to all my classes, and, you know, I was able to train the swim team at my college, right? No one taught me how to do that, right? I did the work. And that's why I love people like Mel Robbins, and I love Robin Roberts. Get the Robin thing. I just realized that. Because I just know, like, it wasn't learned by taking a class on how to motivate. It was learned by going through the shit.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You know, another one that I think is really cool, I met him, is the Hip Hop Preacher. Met him backstage. You know, I didn't know him before. I knew of him, I saw videos, but when I met him backstage, I'm like, that was like, it was great meeting him. Anyway, without going through all this, like, who I like and who I don't, the biggest lesson that I can give you, and I'll leave you with this, is that from the day you were born, from the day you were born, you were set out on a path, or you set out on a path of greatness for you. Not to become a lawyer for your parents because they were lawyers, or a great athlete because your parents were athletes, or whatever someone else wanted you to do. You set out on a path so that you could be the best that you can be, so that you could enjoy this very short life. So for those of you who are younger than me, I mean, you're going to hit 43 real quick, and people who are older than me are going to tell me I'm going to hit 65 real quick. And you have every opportunity, even when curveballs are thrown at you, you have every opportunity to stay authentic in your movement, to go down the road and be able to take detours when you want to. And some of those detours are going to put you in some shit. It's going to be some shit. You're going to be like, I don't even know why I took this turn. But you know what? That same shit that you get yourself into when you take that wrong turn is going to be the same thing that gives you the power when you get back on the path of greatness, your path of greatness. Because the path of greatness is not universal. And that's one of the things that's really important. Like, we're not all walking the same path. Like, you have to understand it. When you take a wrong turn or when you take a detour, whether it's right or wrong, you're going to learn something that's going to put you back on your path, that's going to help you continue to move forward. And all of these things that you're learning along the way are filling up your authentic bank, are filling up your learning bank, so that financial advising can help you create a portfolio of your greatness, to help you have a savings of information and struggles and strength and lessons that you can use as you move forward, so that you know how to manage yourself, so that when you feel like you're in a tough place, you know how to create that work ethic so that you still get that self-raise, so that you can continue to rise up. This is why it's important for you to stay authentic, to really find a way to be your own motivator, because you won't get burnt out of motivating yourself if you're staying present and true to yourself. And that is the biggest lesson. You literally don't have to live for anybody else. You don't have to create a false image so that people like you, so that when they get to know you a little better, if you're creating that false image, they realize they've been scammed and you're a scam. Why? Not everybody's going to like you anyway. There's not everyone that likes me. I'm completely fine with that. I don't... It's kind of impossible and okay all at the same time. So that's why I really hope that you strive to continue your own path. Take what you learn, apply it to your life so that you can move forward, so that you can be your biggest motivator. I love motivating people. I love being a motivator to you, but I do it all so that you and me can continue to find a way to stay present, authentic, and loving to ourselves, so that we can always trust and believe in who we are.